What's up, guys? It's Max and Lou, episode number
42. Max and Lou 42.
That's what's up.
How are you?
Let's not start that shit again. Right. So I got a couple things to talk about here.
Yeah.
You know, we're never really good at these intros, and that's kind of something that I want to address here. But let's see what I got here first. All right. Well, let me start with some shout-outs real quick. We'll get, like, the important stuff out of the way. Because I want to shout out Anchor, for one. The podcast app Anchor. Thank you, Anchor, for making it easy for us to be able to edit and upload our podcast and spread it throughout multiple different platforms for people to listen to us. I know Max is fortunate about that because he actually does most of the production work for us. He's clipping it and editing everything and then getting it put up onto Anchor, and then, you know, Anchor does the rest. So thank you, Anchor. If there's anybody else out there who wants to start a podcast, just download the Anchor app, and it's kind of self-explanatory from there. It's very simple to use, and that's exactly why two dummies like us use it.
Yeah.
I also want to say thanks to Jess Smith, as usual, for letting us use her music. That's what makes Max and Lou Show the Max and Lou Show. That intro is just fucking rocking, in my opinion.
And I had to go back to it.
Dude, I'm never going to forget that, because I'm just like, no, stop. Go back to the other one. But I guess those are the important ones. Can you think of anything else that's, like, super important who we should be shouting out to?
Thanks to my mom.
Yeah.
For supporting me.
Yeah. Oh, and I wanted to shout out Max and Lou. Because without those guys, the show would be impossible.
Yeah.
And Jack actually is here, but he's not going to be taking over my position just yet. They wanted me to do, like, one last Fallout episode, I guess you could call it. This is my goodbye. My opposite debut. I'm just kidding. I do want to give one more shout out, though, to Richie, our good boy Richie Dare. He's got his own podcast. It's slow and up and coming, but he's working on it. And that's Roosters Radio. We shouted him out, I think, a couple episodes at the end. I brought him up.
Yeah.
Roosters Radio. I know he's on Spotify, and that's just about the only place that I know he's at. But if you go find him, I've shared a couple things of his on Instagram. And, you know, he's a really cool dude. He's into, you know, extreme sports, I would say, because he's a BMXer, you know, dabbled in the skateboarding world. And he's
fighting.
Also, yeah, he's really into fighting and training and shit like that. Just, you know, badass dude. So he's going to have talks like that on his podcast, if that's what you want. So Roosters Radio. And big thanks to Richie, though, because with his mixed martial arts background, he did get me into my first mixed martial arts class last weekend. And that was through Finishers MMA in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. They also, I believe, go under the name 10th Planet Bethlehem. So if, you know, you're local and you're looking to drop into an MMA class, go check out Finishers MMA, 10th Planet Bethlehem, over in Bethlehem. It's a nice place, cool dudes, and, you know, nice people there. So
it's not, we haven't really talked about that. Like, I don't know much about it. How was that?
My class?
Yeah.
It was interesting, to say the least, I guess. I think it was a good first class, actually, because I comprehended it. I learned the class that I specifically took was a jiu-jitsu class.
Okay.
And it was like an all-level class. So, like, it's not like a beginner class, but it's not an advanced class, I guess. I was able to comprehend the stuff. I learned a few drills in that class that now if I had a partner to actually practice the drills with, I could show them the drills, practice the drills myself, and then, you know, get better at them, and then potentially use them in a self-defense situation. So, with that being said, I guess we could start talking about other shit. I do want to bring up some concerns, but I know you do have your own martial arts background, so we're on the topic. That's why I just want to kind of go off on that, because did you not take karate classes for a while?
I did. I took karate for, I think, maybe 2 years.
And did you rank at all?
Yeah, not much. I think I got to green belt So it like was white with a green stripe, and then green.
Do you have your belt?
No.
No?
I was never really that into it, surprisingly. Like, I enjoyed the training, but I wasn't into, like, the competition part. I liked the...
Did you compete?
Yeah, but it was, like, not...
Oh, my God, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but it was, like... I didn't go to competitions, but we had, like, in our dojo
competitions. Oh, so you were sparring.
Yeah, well, sparring was every day, but then we would have competitions as well.
Okay, well, Finishers does that too, I think. Finishers holds their own competitions.
Yeah.
And they just moved to a new facility that's, like, immensely larger than their old one. And I've been listening to their podcast, actually. Actually, now that I brought that up, I should tell you guys what their podcast is. But I think they're actually holding a tournament there pretty soon. In the new facility, because it's that big, they're not going to have to rent out venues to hold their tournaments anymore.
That's cool.
But the one podcast from one of the owners is called Zach's Corner Podcast, and that's a pretty cool podcast. And then I think they work through something called Never Again Radio. I think. At the very least, go check out Zach's Corner, because I listened to a couple episodes of that and it was pretty cool. Like I said, cool dudes over there. But back to your karate thing. I just remember when we were younger, like, you couldn't hang out all the time because there was a few days of the week where, like, we'd get off the bus, but you'd have to go to karate.
Yeah, it was either karate or the teaching kids how to swim. Swimming. Yeah.
Yeah, Max was actually a lifeguard and a swimming instructor.
Yeah, yeah, that was my first two jobs. It was fun. It was so weird, though, being, like, 12 years old and teaching 6 years old how to swim, you know? I mean, like... I wasn't the teacher. I was, like, the teacher's aide.
Your sister was teaching, though, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
And she did that for, like...
She still does it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that, like, her main hustle?
It isn't, but it's what she wants it to be. She does plan on opening a swimming teaching company.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, she's in the process of that. But, yeah, so...
Does your sister have a podcast?
No.
I feel like she could, or at the very least CJ could.
Yeah.
He should. So, on to the next topic, which is the quality of our podcast. So.
Subpar.
Like, what does that mean?
Not great.
Well, I mean, Max and Lou are pretty fucking great.
Hell yeah.
So, that brings something to the table. But. I think that we just structured the beginning pretty well. And this is what I want to bring up. I have my note written down as rant about quality. I just want to talk about the fact that, like, we're getting it, you know? And the thing is, if you're listening, which you are, I know you are. Yes, you. I'm talking to you. I did that last time. I'm going to keep doing that. But we have people listening, and that's the thing. So if you are listening, then we're very fortunate that, you know, you are listening. You're giving us the clicks that we need. I don't know just how interested people actually are, but the thing is, there are people interested. And because that's the case, like, I think we just really need to actually start stepping our game up. Even though, like, we're getting it, we're finding our way, you know, the podcasts are getting a little more fun, and the quality is, you know... improving, but
sure.
Structure. We need structure. We need to get these intros, you know, down, and then we gotta, like, get into it really, really smoothly, kind of like how we are right now, and, you know, just work our way through the beginning until whatever topic I guess we're talking about, because this is would you consider movies and video games media?
Yeah. Media or entertainment.
It's like an entertainment based podcast, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, we talk about movies, games, music,
whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. It's different every time, so I feel like we just have to kind of get some sort of a structure where, like, you know, we have an intro, we have an outro. That's structure. We have clips to get us from one segment to the next. That's structure. So if we could just, like, plan a beginning like that, you know, we shout out to our sponsors, maybe shout out a couple other friends and local podcasts or whatever it may be, you know, like... structure in a way that it makes it easier for us realistically, and then it makes it sound better for the listeners,
because it'll flow better.
We as much as we're doing this for our own fun, and I love it because it is so fucking fun, you know, like I just said, people are listening.
Yeah, so
and that's important if we want to make this even more worth the while, because realistically, this is kind of just a reason for me and Max to get the other ones a week and hang out, which there's nothing wrong with that, but you have any comments on that? What are you thinking right now? I spit out a lot of words. What are you thinking?
Well, I think you're right.
Oh, don't give me all the credit.
No, you're right with the structure, you know? It's like little by little. We were halfway, probably about halfway through how many episodes we have now. Around that is when we added our intro, and we just added our outro. We started adding the segment, you know, what would you call that? Little sound clips to introduce the different segments. Things are working out, because
except for on segmentless.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But yeah, I think our structure is getting good, and you're kind of right, because at first we didn't care, we just wanted to do it for our own amusement, kind of for ourselves, and a little bit almost to look back on when we get older. But as this started growing, and now we have I don't want to say a fan base, but we do have people that listen to us consistently. Yeah, we have to make sure that, you know, they're having as good of a time as we are.
I think we have, like, secret listeners. Because there's obviously people listening to every episode. I don't know if it's, like, a few people that are, like, the base that are listening to every episode. Because it fluctuates. So, like...
It has to change, though. Like, I don't think it's only people we know.
Like, if you know us, tell us that you're listening to us, please. Like, I'm not even joking. I get it that some people would want to be anonymous. And that's something that I'm thinking about as well. I don't think we really have a way for anybody to anonymously reach out to us, because we keep telling people, give us feedback. But some people kind of are shy, you know, so they don't want to reach out. And if that's the case, if we had a way that people could anonymously send us things.
You can do it to us through email. I don't know if you can do it through your own email, but...
That's what I mean, is like if someone emails us and their name is in their email, then we're going to know who it is.
Well... Fair. If people don't want their name said, they just write down, like, their name is anonymous.
And oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, definitely. Because then when we bring up, you know, whatever feedback we get on the show, then we won't mention anybody's name.
Yeah.
But that goes right hand in hand with what I'm saying about if you're listening right now and you know who we are, like, we appreciate that for one. You're probably cool. We're probably cool with you. So, like, just hit us up on the IG or even email us and say, like, you know, I've been listening. Keep doing what you're doing, or not, and do this. Feedback.
Like, the fact is, since we started recording again in the new studio, like, not to go into specific numbers, but we have, like, around 50 people that have listened to us since then, and I know it's not the same four people who decided to listen to all of our episodes in the past 2 weeks. Clearly, there's, like, people who consistently come and listen to...
What was the number?
It's
like 30-something, 36.
I think it was 40 or 38.
38. Yeah, I think it was 38
in the past 2 weeks.
Which is cool. That's a little serotonin boost for us. We get the serotonin.
Get those dopamine levels. Get that drip.
That drip. That dopamine drip. You know what I mean? So we're both aware now. With that being said, I just want us to actually like. Next time we do this, we both got to the studio at, like, you know, a fair time, you know? So, like, we didn't have to jump right into this. We shouldn't necessarily just jump right into it. I know some nights that we record this, you have to wake up early the next morning for work and stuff like that. But we should really, and we will, because, you know, we're going to do the affiliate and stuff like that for next time. So, next time, we should really sit down for maybe, like, 30 minutes. The only problem is every time we get in here, we just start talking, and we'll talk for like almost an hour before we even start recording.
Yeah, it's like,
and it's nothing related.
Yep.
So we should like sit down for like a half hour, get our books out, and structure this thing really well, and it'll make it easier for us. And like, we should do that is what I'm saying. You know, I don't want to say that we shouldn't record another podcast and shouldn't put another one out until we can do that. We should just make sure we do that, so that way, like, that's not even an option to not record another podcast.
We have a very decent foundation here. It's this podcast is growing, and we appreciate everyone for listening.
Shit, man, I'm gonna do something right now, and I should have done it before we did all those fucking shout outs.
Why?
I don't know if this is a good idea or not, but like I said, I had an idea to get us some attention.
Okay.
And I think it's going to work. It's going to get us attention, but I don't know what the consequences of that are going to be.
Oh, boy. Hey, even infamous is still fame. You know what I mean?
Max and Lou are going live right now.
We're going live?
We're going live.
All right.
We don't have to live the whole episode, but we're going to go live. And trust me, people are... No, I'm going to go on two different pages. My main page and the Max and Lou page. I'm going to put them both up at once. Just put my phones down right here. So that way, people are going to tune in and listen to us doing our podcast.
Go for it.
So...
Why both?
Because nobody who follows the Max and Lou page is probably going to tune in. There's only so many followers for that page as compared to my couple hundred followers. So, like, it'll be better for me to be on both pages at once. My page would probably just draw more attention, but because of the sake of Max and Lou and us being more present on the Instagram, we should still do it on our page. So I think you do this. Wait a minute. Hey guys, it's Max and Lou, episode number 42, and we are live on the Max and Lou page. I think so. It says that we are. Oh, yeah, look. If I go on my... It says Max and Lou are live.
Oh, look at that.
Hell yeah. All right, let me just get this onto my IG real quick. And now this is where the fun really happens.
We're breaking ground here.
All right, you are live now. All right. This is Max and Lou, not just Lou. And obviously nobody's in here yet, but I gotta say it again. Max and Lou, episode number
42.
Oh, shit. No, my cousin just popped in on the Max and Lou page, and I said nobody would.
See, what are you saying? Our followers are more in tune with us.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up? Oh, Marky Mark, yo. Dude, I knew this would be a good idea. All right, Max, what do you got on your list? Let's start with what you got on your list right now.
All right, well, it just broke news that Kanye West is officially the richest black man in America in history. There's never been a black man more rich than Kanye West as of right now. His net worth is officially $6.6 billion, which is incredible because he was in debt like 5 years ago.
Dude, he was bankrupt,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he was.
I feel like I remember him saying that when he was on Rogan's show. Yeah.
And he actually, someone like brought up a tweet that he wrote like 4 years ago that said, "Watch me become the richest man in the world," or something, or the richest black man. And now he is. It's kind of incredible. Apparently, his $90 t-shirts are selling pretty well.
Well, that's interesting. He's got some crazy ideas, that guy. And I feel like people are, like, very into the mixed emotions about him, you know? But,
I'm not a fan of his, but I don't hate him, you know what I mean?
I know Sean likes his music. I think Sean likes a lot of his songs. But, yeah, like, he's an artist is what he is. And, like, a lot of people have talked shit on him. And I don't know if that's because of, like, media manipulation and stuff like that. But, like, he's just another dude out there expressing himself, you know, and he's got some good ideas and he's got some ideas that are more frowned upon.
I think it's just the weird ideas and the weird tweets.
Guess what? Like you just said, you know, whatever it is, if it's the shirts or what, you know, he's still the richest black man ever. So haters can hate, but he's obviously doing something to make himself big.
Yeah. And I didn't look it up, but I know for a fact that Beyonce has a higher net worth than he does. But, because, like, I've been thinking about music recently.
That's a black woman.
Yeah, Max. Well, yes, that's, I do understand. But it is crazy, because, yeah, Beyonce is richer than Jay-Z. But that's a power couple right there.
Yeah, well, Jay-Z was big, and, you know, he had his spot in the limelight, but I feel like Beyonce is just always been like a superstar, you know what I mean?
Well, because it's not just music, you know, she's in fashion, you know, she has perfumes.
Yeah, I think she's even done, I could be wrong, but I think she's done like makeup commercials and shit in the past too, but like she's
an actor.
I don't even know what the word is, but like the fact that, like, you know, she's just on TV and things like that, I guess it would be like, I can't think of it.
I know what you're talking about. It's pretty much like a celebrity, but when you're yourself as a celebrity most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's just the word, is celebrity.
Yeah, like she's going on talk shows and plus, yeah, her music sells out like nothing.
But I honestly haven't heard much about her in a while. I seen something on the internet with her recently. I don't know what it was, if it was a meme or something about her music, or I don't fucking know. But
remember that meme from the Super Bowl with like her face? Like, it was that really weird face. Like, she like made this weird pose, and she tried to get it taken off the internet, and because of that, now it's one of like the most popular things
her
on the internet.
Her face is all like
yeah,
twisted, right?
Yeah.
I think I know
because she was dancing,
about.
You know, like yeah. It was just wrong
so
picture
funny.
At the wrong time.
See, but that's the thing with like a lot of celebrities like that. They care so much about their image, you know.
Yeah.
And I get it. Like, I've heard other celebrities talk about it. We're not the only celebrities that, you know, talk about our fame. There's much bigger celebrities than us. And, you know, they talk about how much they can... I know, right? I wouldn't expect that, but I was like...
Show me one.
Dude, I was out one time at this this music show. And, you know, the guys on stage were just talking about how, you know, they've toured around the world and stuff like that. And I was like, who the fuck are these guys that they can go out of the country? Like,
yeah.
Max and Lou... They're superstars, but they've never left the country. So if you're going out, who the fuck do you think
you
are?
People we know have taken Europe tours.
Maybe those are the ones I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But on the real though, like real celebrities talk about how like, you know, it kind of fucks with you though, especially if like you're a celebrity from a young age. Like, you know, the whole entire fucking world more or less knows you, or at least the whole country does, and you don't know anybody. You still probably only know like your close family, a couple friends maybe that were actors, and or I guess I should say other celebrities that you grew up with, and like your management team and stuff like that.
Well, it's true.
Your whole life is like managed for you.
It's the interesting thing that once you become big, you never really know if someone is your friend at that point.
That's true.
You know, and it sucks because even if someone is, you always have that little thought in your mind. It's like, are you here because we're friends, or because, you know, I'm famous and I got some money?
And then everyone has like, you know, their image to defend, I guess you could say, because when it gets to the point where they're putting you in the media and stuff like that. Are you still in airplane mode?
Yeah.
When they start putting your name and face in the media, and then other people start to say nasty things about you, that will get to you. And that's, I think that's a big reason why like Rogan presses it on people, just like, you're fucking stupid if you're reading the comments.
Yeah.
Because you're gonna see that hate, you're gonna see that negativity, and you know, unless you're tough as a fucking rock, it's gonna get to some people.
It stinks because a lot of people kind of rely on it. You know, people on Twitter and stuff who are replying back constantly, because a lot of things is social interaction. It lets people feel close to the celebrities, yada yada. So it's almost a necessity. But yeah, there's no matter what, everybody in the world, people who, you know, may have a 90% fan rate compared to people who hate them, there will always be people who hate a certain person.
Yeah, and if you're the kind of person that can let that kind of stuff get under your skin, then
it's kind of not the job for you.
Yeah. Well, then you have dudes like Kanye West, though.
Yeah,
and
fair.
I don't think he really gives a fuck if you don't like him. I don't think he does. You know, because then he probably wouldn't be so successful.
Yeah, and he probably would keep his mouth a little bit quieter regarding some of his weird-ass opinions.
Yeah, true that. He'd probably be a little bit more careful about the things he says if he cared about people talking shit on him and stuff like that. But, so, what else you got, dude? Your fucking page is full of stuff.
Well,
I already went through half of the things that I have.
I mean, it looks like
I already went through more than half of the things that I have written, so...
All right, so let's just jump to games for a little bit because it won't be very long. But
anybody that's tuning in, thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate you all. So on March 25th, there are going to be 10 free games releasing on the PlayStation.
Like just free period?
For everybody. So no PlayStation Plus. Anyone can get these games. By the way, if anyone does have a PlayStation, Ratchet & Clank is free right now and only for a little bit longer, so grab it now.
Which one?
The newest Ratchet & Clank game. That, not the PS5 one.
Okay, I was no.
Yeah. Like the PS4 one. So that is free, I think, until March 25th or March 24th. And then on that day, on March 25th, These are the 10 games that will be free. You have Abzu, which I know you've heard of, right? That's that weird 2D water game.
Yeah, we talked about this. Yeah. And that was one of the games that I was telling you that I want to start getting into more, is games that I could sit down and play through an entire night.
Yeah, it's like 2 hours, 3 hours, and then you're done.
Yeah, because that's such an... It's a complete experience.
True,
it's not
It's
not just an experience.
Yeah, it's not like coming back to it, losing the vibe that you had while you were playing.
Yeah.
The second game is Enter the Gungeon, which I think you've heard of, right? It's that roguelike with the guns.
I definitely have. I definitely heard of it. I might have even seen it.
It's a very decent game, and these are all free.
Have you played it before?
Yeah, I owned it when it came out.
I think I've seen you play it.
Yeah, it's like all the...
On the computer?
PlayStation. It was back at Jump House.
Okay.
Res Infinite, which I've never heard, nor do I really know what it's about. Like, I've heard of it, but I've never played it. I don't know what the gameplay is like. But it's free, so go for it. Subnautica, which is another water game, which is like an underwater survival game.
You played that one.
Yeah, and I enjoy it a lot. It's a very fun game. And
have it?
Yeah. I have it on a disc. But it's going to be free, so there you go. Anyone who wants to, you know, catch fish and build, like, an underground water base and do that stuff, there you go. The Witness, which is one of my favorite games. It's a very, very mysterious puzzle game. Doesn't really tell you much regarding the story. You kind of just figure it out on your own. They don't give you many hints. It's a very fun game. Then they are adding 4 VR games. They're adding Astrobot Rescue Mission, which is probably one of the best VR games out right now. So if you have VR, wonderful. Moss, which I don't know much about, but it's about like a little mouse, and it's like a weird storybook game.
Say no more. I already put it on my cart.
Thumper, which is a rhythm game that I have no idea what it's like.
Thumper's the rabbit.
No, that's what I thought.
That's not his name?
No. Oh yeah, from Bambi?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But there's that game that I bought with like the rabbit guy. You jump really like high and you're going through the jungle. Do you remember that game? We played it for a little bit.
I don't think so.
I think it's called Jumper, or like, oh no, it's called the Valley.
I don't know if I can. I feel like it's vaguely coming to me, but I don't know if I can close at either of these.
I'll look it up on here.
Yeah, because I would like to be able to look shit up right now, but I just don't want to fuck with the live feed at the moment.
All
right,
and the last game is Paper Beast. Again, I don't know what it's about, but it's
sounds
highly praised.
Like it's about a beast
made
out of
paper. You are correct. that is right.
But I feel like in the world of origami, you can make a plethora. That's the word, right?
Sure, yeah.
Of beasts.
Yeah,
paper.
I
said paper.
But yeah, so those are all the games that are going to be free. And that's pretty great, you know? All those 4 free.
I thought you said 5.
That was 10.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of games. And they're going to be free from March 25th until April 22nd.
And realistically, there's no reason not to go.
Exactly. As long as you grab it within the month, it's yours forever.
Exactly. And if you're the kind of person that really enjoys playing video games, then... And if... Even if, like...
Even if you're not, right?
Yeah, like... So, like, I'm the kind of person that, like, I enjoy playing video games, but probably less than 1/10 of my time is spent playing video games. But I love them, so I'll probably go get these games and just get them, so that way I have them, and in the future, you know, I can experiment with them. And that doesn't mean that you can't just go check out these 10 games, and maybe 7 out of the 10 look appealing to you, so then you get those ones. But there's literally no reason to, because then they'll just be linked to your PlayStation account. You don't have to download them and have them take up space on your
console.
Yeah, exactly.
Just add them to your library, and if you don't want to play them right now, don't. Just take it. Why not? The only other little bit of movie news, not movie, video game news that I have is that they finally announced what the new generation of VR for PlayStation 5, what the controller is going to look like.
Can you bring up a picture on the laptop?
They finally released images.
The headset's the same?
They didn't show the headset yet.
I wonder if the company that I work with could start dipping PlayStation VRs.
Like the headsets?
Yeah. Custom VR headsets.
Maybe. So these are what they look like.
All right, so we're looking at the new PlayStation VR controllers, I guess you would call them. I mean, it says next-gen VR, the new controller. It almost looks like... What does Sean have? The Oculus?
Yeah, yeah. It kind of looks like the ones that... Because it has like there's like a ring that goes around your hand. And the Oculus has a ring that's like above your hand. But
yeah, these ones are like... It's like two rings. It's like two circles. It's more spherical.
Yeah, it's like a sphere with holes in it that you put your hands through.
That's wild.
But the important thing about this controller is that it has analogs.
Yeah, I see the thumbs on it.
Yeah.
Wait, the ones for the Oculus don't?
The Oculus has it, but...
Oh, but the...
The PSVR doesn't.
Yeah, see? But that's going to make playing something like Beat Saber feel so unnatural.
I mean, you won't need to do that. You just take your hands off the trigger and grab that part, just the normal...
But still, look at, dude, those things were like lightsaber handles. And like, that was really only good for Beat Saber.
True.
But then again, I did play Beat Saber on the Oculus.
Yeah.
So realistically, I mean, I did it the other way. I did it a different way than with the OG PlayStation ones, and it felt okay, I guess. So
I will admit that I love PSVR, but I will admit that the quality of Beat Saber in the Quest is just so much nice. It's just so much smoother.
I think you're right.
So, hopefully, whatever comes next for PlayStation.
What the fuck is the AIM? VR AIM? It looks this? Like, yeah, it's supposed to be a rifle, I'm guessing, but it's just like a...
Yeah, you put it into
a rhombus?
The... You put it into the end, yeah, it's pretty much like a
rhombus.
Rifle. There's some games that you need this piece to play, which is so annoying because it's $55.
You could probably pay... what the fuck was the game that Sean was playing right away when he got his Oculus? Boneworks?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it was called, right? Boneworks? If you have a VR system, download that game because it's cool. It was really cool.
Yeah. It's not on PSVR, but if you have it for the PC.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know that much.
Yeah, but it's a great game.
But that would work good with a game like that, or what other games are there?
The ones that these are recommended for is like multiplayer shooters.
But what I'm wondering, so like, what, could you play Call of Duty through a VR headset?
No.
That's what I'm saying. So what games?
I mean, I can give you some names. Yeah, so like, there's Farpoint. I know that's one of them.
It sounds like a Far Cry rip.
It's like a Mars mutant spider game or something. There's a game called Ground Zero, something like that, which is pretty much, you know, Call of Duty, but VR.
Shout out to Alan.
Was good, man. And Arizona Sunshine uses it. It's just all shooters. There's a few shooters coming out that require it. But it's just, it sucks, man. It's $55 and you
have
to get it.
For a fucking rhombus.
Yeah, it's...
You're paying $55 plus... it's because it's through GameStop.
Oh, yeah, $55. Used. Incredible.
Rhombus. Yeah, I feel like now that the VR thing is becoming very normal, like that. I've never seen that before, but I think like a lot of other companies are at the very least going to be coming out with their own controller designs that'll be compatible with other VR systems.
No, absolutely.
Like this whole VR, dude, we've been saying this for like the last 2 years. Give it another 5 years, and let's see where this VR thing is at. It is going to be wild, especially with the kind of things they're going to be... implementing from all of the new, I guess it would be the software of the PlayStation, not the hardware, the software. Well, the hardware too, because that, like the haptic feedback or whatever it's called for the triggers, that's hardware, like that's tied into software. I don't know if there is any other hardware that they can implement with the VR stuff, but the software and all the crazy shit and the loading times and the ability to pump up the graphics, pump up the graphics, pump up the graphics. You
pump,
know what I mean?
Pump. Yeah. it's funny because there's showing that 3D foot, 3D rudder, which is the foot.
Talked about this.
Yeah, we talked about this like a year ago. I do not know one game that uses this.
You'd be sitting just like this with it, like under your feet.
Yeah,
and you'd just be moving your legs like back and forth, left and right, forward and backwards. I mean, I guess you could stand on it, but like,
you can't.
Be careful.
You can't stand on it.
No. You don't think it would support the weight?
Yeah,
it's not designed that way.
Yeah, it's meant for sitting.
Like what?
Because it's for like steering or like.
What are we playing? The new fucking.
It's like for a bobsledding game.
What are we playing? The new Segway simulator. Oh, man. Segway chair simulator?
Oh, that's it. Let's just make the game and make the only game that utilizes the 3D rudder.
That's cool, though. $100?
Yeah, that's fucking insane.
But in all seriousness, though, without making fun of it, at some point I want to look up a video, though, and see, like, you know, it actually being used, because maybe it's not that bad.
Well, I saw a video of someone using it for, like, of this, I think it was bobsledding. It was a game where they were bobsledding and they just used their feet to steer. And it's, like, understandable, but...
That would make sense, I guess. That's, like, the only thing, because you couldn't even do, like,
snowboarding. Well, you can use it to turn instead of, like, clicking the buttons. You can rotate it to turn your body. It's, yeah, it's, like, I get it,
but these motions are very unnatural, mm-hmm. is the thing.
Yeah. Well, hey, you gotta take shots.
I feel like I brought us on such a tangent. How did we get to the VR stuff?
Oh, we got the new VR controller.
Ah, yes, the picture disappeared off the screen. So, yeah. But yeah, that thing looks cool. Was there a price on that? Or did they just release the image
because we don't even know.
So the software is built into the PlayStation. The headset from the original.
Oh, and it, by the way, sorry, doesn't need external sensors, which means there won't be a camera anymore. It's going to just be the headset and your hands.
Will the headset have to still be wired to the console?
We do not know yet. I do think it will be. I hope it's wireless, but I'm going to assume it's going to be plugged in.
I'll bet midway through this console, either midway through this console or when they drop the slim version of it.
Or the pro or whatever.
That's what I mean. Yeah. When they drop the new version of it, the upgraded version of it, they'll probably drop a new headset. Sooner or later, they're going to drop a new headset because they were smart to make the old headset compatible with the new console. But you know that they probably already have designs sketched and they're probably working on it.
The VR I have is not the first one. I have PSVR 2. Well, no, PSVR, like, I think it's 2.0 or something. I don't know what they call it, but it's the second model.
The more you know.
Yeah, because apparently the original model, the headset plugs into a wire that plugs into the PlayStation, and it was very common that people were going to step on the wire and it rips out.
Unplug yourself from the Matrix on accident.
And you just drop to the ground. You can't unplug yourself. But that's all I got for video games.
I like that, though, and I think... I don't know if we can do it weekly. Maybe we can switch it each week. We'll do like video games 1 week and then something else another week. And that's how we can keep the flow.
It's true.
Because what we just did right there, what you just did right there, was really like professional, structured, and I don't know the word, but it was good for anybody that's listening and wants to know what's up to date with video games.
Yeah, like, you know, it's good to keep it all together.
Yeah. And I liked how you were giving out, you know, what the latest, put it over here.
Yeah.
We got some snacks out here. All right. I want to talk about snacks for a second because I'm fucking pissed off right now.
Snacks?
I'm really pissed off. But I just want to say, I'm happy that, like, we were talking about the latest games that are going to be free, how long the sales are going for, because, like, I see those things when I'm on the PlayStation Store, you see those things when you're on the PlayStation Store, you know a little bit more about video games on other platforms and stuff like that, but, like, that would be good to put out there to the people that are listening for video games. My one cousin told me that he listened to one of our episodes, I think it was... Not the last one, but the one before that. And he said he enjoyed it because he just likes listening to, you know, people talk about video games. So if that's the case, then, you know, that's perfect because it'll just give people a little heads up on what's out right now, what the sales are, when the sales are going to end or start, like you said. So, yeah, snacks. I'm fucking pissed that I couldn't find any pistachios for this podcast, dude. I was trying to make that like a new ritual, just like a fat bag of pistachio nuts for us to you know... crack on during the podcast, and I really didn't want to drive into town and stop at ShopRite, so when I stopped at the dollar store, they were just wiped, dude. It's pathetic, this Dollar General that's over here by our house.
I mean, you say it's pathetic, but really, it's just so popular.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, though. It's pathetic that they can't keep up with it. Like, they... I don't know. I think it's two things. I think it's the turnover rate at that store, which, for a while now, I have seen some consistency there with people. But the store's not big enough, I think. I've seen other Dollar Generals that are slightly bigger, Like, I think the one on 209 is slightly bigger, and I'm not talking in town. I'm talking down farther, and like,
one on 715 is pretty big too.
I guess though, like, that's also like in a place where like it wouldn't necessarily be as busy, because like, dude, you probably have everybody and their mother that lives in the Mountain Lakes going to this Dollar General right here.
Yep, all the
unless they live closer to the other side, because I think there might be one on the other side. But like, yeah, the shit flies off the shelves like the world's coming to an end.
Yeah, when I went there today to grab a drink, like, I couldn't find a parking spot. I'm like, what the hell? Like,
yeah, dude, that's...
It's a Dollar General, for Christ's sake.
But that's the thing, is, like, Dollar General's gotten to a point where people go there to do their food shopping and shit. And I don't blame them. You know, people are on budgets and shit like that. And realistically, it's a general store.
If you're not in need of, like, fresh produce, then a dollar store is perfectly fine. I'll admit that their milk and their dairy is stupid expensive. Like, every time I want to, like, make a grilled cheese and I'm in Dollar Store, I'm like, nah, I'm going to ShopRite, because I'm going to spend twice as much for half as much. You know, like, half as much cheese. I'm like,
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. The Dollar General, it actually does have some even name brand things that it can sell for a lower price, too, because that's their whole game, is that, you know, they sell it for as cheap as possible. I remember the first time I went into a Dollar General, and I was like, all of this shit's a dollar? I mean, and I wasn't, like, playing stupid. Like, there was, like an aisle full of, like, snacks. We were getting, like munchies, and, like, I was like, holy shit, I never realized that, like, you could buy so much shit at the Dollar Store.
Yeah.
Real quick, Alan says that Apex Legends is coming to Nintendo Switch.
Oh, snap.
So that's going to be a game changer. I wonder if it'll be cross compatible with the other platforms. The other.
It should. Honestly, it, from what I can see, all of these battle royales are cross platform.
Mm-hmm.
I think Player Battleground is even cross platform now.
Dude, you got to see how pissed the kids get on Fortnite when, like, they're playing on console and then they get fucking smashed by kids on a PC. Yeah.
Like, I'm playing this random multiplayer game right now. It's called Rocket Arena. And occasionally people have a mic. And if our team ever loses, the things they say, they're like, oh, they're just like, look, of course they're on PC. They just know life. This is the only game they play. Yeah. I bet, like, how do you know, man?
That sounds like my little brothers. Did you know that you could play on a PlayStation with keyboard and mouse, though?
I did not.
I didn't know either. There's a kid that I work with, and I think he said he plays Rocket League, actually, and a couple other games, but he said that he does keyboard and mouse on his PlayStation.
I mean, it makes sense. What? It has a USB.
Yeah, but... I would have never thought of that. Huh. I mean, it's a computer. It's literally a computer.
Yeah.
It's not, it doesn't function like a Chromebook or a MacBook, but
I mean, it's true. What was it? Was it the PS3 that you could
browse?
Yeah, you could just, like, make it a computer.
Browser.
I think it was... Mikey did it, because he downloaded Linux onto it.
Yeah, yep. You're right. You're absolutely right. I remember that. Yeah, he put Linux on his PlayStation 3, like, not long after he got it, too. We would play NBA 2K on that thing.
Really?
Yeah. Weren't we playing Midnight... It's not called Midnight Run, is it? It is.
No.
It is.
What, the Barbarian games?
Are you talking about? No, the car game. Oh, Midnight Club.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. I'm like, I should... Like, Midnight sounds
great. I listened to that song the other day at work. I was like, yeah.
On another Midnight Run.
Dude, Example still kicks it. They kill it. So... Well, if you're done with the video game stuff, what else do you got?
Okay.
Real quick. I've been told that we're supposed to be funny.
Yep, we do. We are getting feedback.
Was that funny? Because you laughed.
Yeah, we're good. I think that these jokes are kicking right now.
All
right.
Well, if we're really supposed to be funny, then hi, I'm funny. It's nice to meet you.
Oh, hi, funny. I'm Max.
No, you're funny too.
Oh, I'm funny too.
Yeah, like two. I'm funny one. You're funny two.
Okay.
If you want, we can call you vanilla. We can call you Vanilla Lightning if you want.
No, I like that. I'm funny too. Okay. Chocolate Thunder.
But I'm funny.
And I'm funny too. That's... Oh, God. It's...
What do you got, Max? I'm delusional this week. I haven't been getting as much sleep as I normally get.
So I was looking for a show to watch, and I figured I would look at some anime real quick, just see what's up. I was about to watch Yashahime, but I got tired, so I didn't. Point is, while I was browsing through, I was like, you know what? I want to take a quick gander and see what's going on with My Hero.
Pause for a second, because I kind of knew you were going there. But even if you weren't, I wanted to say this. Finishers MMA is working on new gear of their own, and they're going to have a My Hero themed, it's called a rash guard, I think, like the really tight shirts that the MMA trainers and shit wear. It's going to say something. I forget what they were saying it was going to be called, but it's going to be My Hero themed on Zach's podcast. It's
probably going to be like the UA or something. That's cool.
So I'm stoked to see what's going to happen with that. But what's up with My Hero?
So March 27th, season 5 comes out. I haven't been following My Hero at all.
He says, I'm here, right?
Yeah, I am here. Have no fear. Yeah. So the only thing...
He's the pillar of peace. Is that what they call him?
Yeah, or hope.
The pillar of hope. Man, I gotta get back into that shit.
Well, that's the thing is that, you know, what is today? So we have less than 2 weeks, and then...
You're caught up, though. I'm not caught up.
You're very close, though. You're, like, less than 10 episodes away.
Yeah, Deku just finished fighting Overhaul. All
right.
That's where I'm at.
So the only thing we know about the next season, which is, like, I didn't look up anything that was a spoiler.
If you don't know what we're talking about, My Hero Academia is one of the biggest animes in the world right now. It's gotten very big and popular. If you're in the anime community, then you definitely know what we're talking about. But it's basically a show about, and we've definitely talked about it on the podcast before, I think. But it's a show about basically a world... Hundreds or thousands, I would say hundreds of years after current time, where people have developed these genetic mutations that have led just about every single person in the world, except very rare exceptions of people, to have these things they call quirks, but they're basically superpowers, or at least people that train their quirks and use them for good wind up becoming like these vigilante type heroes that work with law enforcement and stuff like that. Yeah. And My Hero Academia, you know, the academia part is the fact that they go to UA Academy, which is a school for people to go learn how to harness their quirks. And it's basically a show all about these teenagers going through, like, high school with superpowers.
Yeah. The main character is quirkless. And I think it's, what, 20% of people don't have quirks, something like that?
There is some statistic.
Yeah. And his whole thing, his whole childhood, he wanted to be a hero. And when he found out he was quirkless, like, that never changed his mind, you know? Like, he had his notebook. Oh, absolutely. But in his mind, he's like, I still want to try. And, you know, as the story goes on, you kind of, you know, stuff starts happening.
Deku is a straight-up intellect.
That's what I love about it, is that he's so obsessed with the heroes that he has, like, his entire notebook memorized about every hero and about what to do in certain combat situations, and that gives him such an upper hand compared to anyone else his age right now. So it's kind of cool. He has, like, a Sherlock thing going on in his head sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, he's like, he always punches with his right, pivot, uppercut. It's like...
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what it is. So, when is it coming?
March 27th.
March 27th, fifth season. So, March 25th, get your free video games. March 27th, get your My Hero fix.
Exactly. It's going to be a good week. Not to mention that... just to mention this... Well, no. We're going to be in... Well, no. We are on film now. Tomorrow, or for you guys... Well, live tomorrow. But if you're listening to the recording of this, it came out the most recent Friday. So, like, 3 days ago. The new Falcon and Winter Soldier is coming out on Disney Plus.
Oh, I keep seeing trailers for that. I
didn't watch them. I don't want to see them.
Well, they're like YouTube trailers that I skip, but did we talk about this at all?
Not
did
that
I,
one.
Did I know that he was getting his own show?
Yeah, I think so. I think I might have brought it up, you know, back when
this
all of them
crazy,
were announced.
Dude, Marvel's got their hand in the bag.
It's incredible. Like, the amount of shows that they're making right now.
So it's Marvel, not The Incredibles.
Yeah.
Who owns The Incredibles? Disney?
Pixar? Well, Disney, yeah.
Pixar, I think, is partnered with Disney.
Yep.
Pretty sure Steve Jobs started Pixar. I could be wrong about that, but I know he had large shares in it. at one point.
Yes.
I think it was his company. I could be wrong about that, yeah, but no, I looked into it.
Yeah, no, this, it sounds right. I think Pixar was going bankrupt, and they wouldn't have been able to make anything if Steve Jobs didn't invest in them.
The old guy playing chess with himself. He, like, switches yeah, sides.
Man.
And then he, like, laughs when he beats himself. No, he had a heart attack. He has a heart yeah. attack. And then, like, the other one's like, oh! And then, like, he, like, checks on him or something. And then, like, the old man, like, switches the pieces real yeah. quick on himself. Like, it's yeah. so funny.
Do you know that that's the same guy who fixes Woody in Toy Story 2? How his, like, arm fell off and he sews him together? It's the same character.
Holy shit, dude. That's just fucked with my head yeah. hard.
Because that short came out probably, like, 3 years, maybe, before.
Oh, are you sure? Because Toy Story was the first digitally animated movie.
Yeah, but Toy Story 2...
Oh, and it happens in Toy Story 2.
Yeah, which was 99. And I think that the chess one is the short for Bug's Life?
Yes.
Yeah?
I believe so.
So, and that came out before Toy Story. So,
bro.
Toy Story 2. Yeah, we got some reoccurring characters.
Old Man Chess. But that's why, like, they got that whole secret shit going on in the universe where, like, Monsters, Inc. doors are tied to the trailer from the Bug's Life or something yep. like that. And, like, the whole Pixar universe is connected.
Oh, man, you remember that one night, right, where I told you that huge theory that Boo from Monsters, Inc. is actually the witch from Brave?
Yeah, that's literally what I think I was just thinking of.
Because all of that logic, and it shows, it made so much sense with all the things they were showing.
There's theories on the internet that link the fact that Boo from Monsters, Inc. somehow got sucked into door portals and wound up in the Brave world and then became this old crazy witch.
Well, no, so the whole thing was that after Monsters, Inc., she was obsessed with wanting to find Sully.
Yeah.
So she started finding ways to cross through worlds, not with the doors, or maybe with the doors.
Well, isn't there a drawing of Sully in Brave?
Yes, there's a wooden carving of Sully in her hut.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah. So it's and then in her room, it's the Toy Story ball, like, you know, the typical ball with the star. Like, everything is linked, and it's really interesting.
That takes a lot of skill to be able to build it, like, a universe like that and link it. Oh, it was the city that Flick goes to in Bug's Life. That is something from one of the other movies, I believe. Because it's inside of something.
Yeah, I forgot what.
Was it that trailer scene, or is that something else?
That's something else. I know you're talking... I have a feeling it has to do with the WALL-E company, how the company from WALL-E is in, like, it's in a bunch of different movies. I think it's the company for the batteries for Toy Story. It's also the company for, I think, like, a gas station and cars.
I think we read this on the internet once before together, and that's why it's all, like...
Yeah, it was a long time ago, but we went... It was, like, it probably took us about 15 minutes, if not more, to go through all of the links and all the connections that to make this logic sound, and it... I agree. It's too perfectly matched for it not to make sense.
Dude, my short-term memory is fucking blown.
See, isn't that crazy, though? It's the long term that works.
No, but what I'm trying... Yeah, right? Because I remember all this, but now I'm trying to think, how did we even get on Pixar movies? My Hero we started with.
Oh, it was about Disney. And then we started talking about Disney Plus.
Oh, because I told you it wasn't The Incredibles. I'm sorry, dude. I'm funny, you know? I'm funny. So.
And I'm funny, too.
You are.
I am. That's me. All right. As far as more, let's stick a little bit more with the anime. One last little bit of that. So Netflix's live-action Cowboy Bebop has officially finished filming.
Oh, okay. I've heard about this. I heard that it was going down. I used to watch Cowboy Bebop here and there. I think I talked about this with Sean when we were working together. But it used to be on Adult Swim late at night, and it was weird because it's, like, futuristic. They're, like, bounty hunters or something.
Yeah. I watched it for the first time maybe a month ago. I watched...
Really?
Yeah, the first episode.
Awesome artwork, I'll say.
Yeah.
Great,
the music is so nice. The style. It's a feel-good... they call it a space opera.
That's what Star Wars is.
Yeah. And it's, like... I don't know. I don't even know what the the theme is like cyber, not cyberpunk, it's like steampunky almost. I don't even know how to explain.
It is almost cyberpunk, minus like the, there's no like cyborgs in there.
Yeah,
there?
From what I can tell, it's like, it's as if time travel and going to other planets was figured out in like the 70s. That's what,
or it's like, like, or it's like the 70s culture just carried over for like 200 years.
Yeah,
after
yeah, exactly. Like the music. Oh, and yeah, the music's so Western, and it's like wah 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 wah.
Yeah, because I remember there being beings in the show that aren't just humans, but only, they're not like cyborgs.
I only watched the first episode.
Isn't there like a red haired girl with a tail? Am I wrong? Look up a picture of Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
Like bebop. That's a robot sound. Bebop. Boop. What? You ever see that episode of SpongeBob where he thinks Mr. Krabs is a robot? Because he puts the batteries in his back pocket.
Oh my god, yeah.
And like there's that song. Yeah, see that person doesn't have a tail?
I don't.
I'm thinking of something
think
else.
So. Oh wow, he's playing.
Does the corgi talk? There's a corgi. If you guys like corgis, there's a corgi in the show.
There is. Yeah, I don't
know. And I always remember the dude with the cigarette in his mouth.
Yeah, that's like the main guy, and I don't remember his name. I call him Cowboy Bebop, but I I know that's not how it works. But yeah, I forgot his name, but the guy from Searching, there we go, John Chow, or John Cho.
He looks familiar.
The guy who plays Kumar in Harold in Harold and Kumar.
Okay, that's where he looks familiar from.
Yeah, so he's going to be playing...
I feel like I knew this. I don't know if we talked about this, or if Sean and I talked about this, or if all three of us talked about this. But
I think we brought up when it was announced that Netflix was going to make the show. And I also have this weird part in my mind that says that someone got injured on set and it put it on hold for a bit. I feel like we talked about that a while ago. But yeah, so I'm kind of excited. Nobody I know, like, everything I've seen online, no one's excited. Everyone's like, it's gonna be bad. You know, like, they tried making Bleach. It was bad. They tried making, was it Death Note? And people didn't like that.
Was that Netflix that did that?
Yeah, both of those. They made Full Metal Alchemist. I know people didn't really like that one. So it's tough for people to make an anime good live action. But hey, I'm willing to give it a shot.
Yeah, I'm being optimistic about it.
I'm always going to be optimistic, especially because I'm not a huge fan of the original, so
no,
I don't have high expectations.
I'm optimistic.
I'm optimistic too?
Yeah. No. I mean, you could be, but Optimistic 2's full name is Optimus Prime.
Oh, yeah, I'm Optimism Prime. Oh, God.
I need to stop trying. Wow. We're almost ready for the unit of language.
Yeah, I only got one last piece of news.
Oh, this is perfect, bro. This podcast is rolling.
The last thing to say, very simple, not much to talk about, but the sequel to Venom, titled Venom, Let There Be Carnage, has officially...
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we talked about that last week, right?
How
it's coming out. Woody Harrelson plays Carnage.
We did not talk about this at all.
We didn't.
And that makes me... That blows my mind because we're doing all these Venom Carnage controllers at my job. Mm-hmm. So, like, I need to bring that up because that's going to be big then.
Oh, it got delayed.
What's his name? I don't want to fuck it up. It's Tom Hardy, though,
yeah,
right?
Tom Hardy.
He's going to mean it again?
Yeah.
He's still Venom?
Tom Hardy's playing Venom.
He's
Woody
still got
Harrelson.
His boy Venom, like, on his back or, yeah, like, in his chest or wherever the fuck he hangs out, in his head telling him what to do.
Yeah.
That's so weird. That was such a good movie. We saw that in theaters.
Yes. Yeah, we did.
And then, like, after that, I'd seen it on, like, at the vape shop and stuff a few times. And, like, I just heard that. I enjoyed that one. That was a good one.
It's decent. I'm not going to lie. I am not really looking forward to the second one. Not because I... don't want to see it. It just, if you watch, there's a short trailer for it.
You're not looking forward to it?
It just, Woody Harrelson does not look or act like he's supposed to be Carnage. He's, I could be wrong.
Carnage,
you know?
Wasn't in the first one, was
no.
he? Who was that guy?
Who is Carnage?
No, who is the one, who is the other, what are they called, first of
Symbiote.
All? Yeah, who is the other, because he was fucking Scary.
I do not know his name, and I don't even think he's, like, in the comics, if I'm not mistaken. He was just a military guy that decided to put it on him,
he
right?
He was, like, I think so. But he was, like, twice the size of Venom.
Yeah.
He had, like, sharper teeth than Venom.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie. I'm starting to get sick of this whole all villains are just a replica of the hero.
Give some more examples.
Okay, so every Marvel movie. So we got the Hulk, where the villain was Abomination, which is just an evil Hulk. Then in Iron Man, he versus a bigger evil Iron Man. Iron Man 2, he just versus, you know, someone who uses his powers, but as whips. Iron Man 3, him versing, you know, let's just add 100 Iron Man. I just keep going. Black Panther had another evil Panther. Ant-Man, he was versing a Hornet. Just someone else with a suit that made him small.
Oh my god, dude, I'm starting to see a recurring theme here.
Pretty much every single one. There's some exceptions, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy had unique villains.
I dip this Black Panther controller, and every time I see it, I'm like, I don't say Black Panther, even though my list says Black P on it.
I know what you say.
T'Challa, man.
T'Challa.
That was such a good movie. And it's honestly really upsetting that, you know, he passed away.
Yeah.
And I think we talked about this. And we said, you know, rest in peace on the show, actually. I'm almost positive
we did.
What's his name?
Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, rest Chad, you know. He was a pretty damn good actor, and he fit the role very well. But that movie specifically, I remember we were in the theater. We brought this up on the show when we brought up his passing, because we went to the movie theater 3 weeks in a row, and the first 2 weeks we were just like, nah, not gonna happen.
I think the people first out the week door. It was sold out. The second week we saw it, and it was like the same size of the line, and people dressed up in like classical African garments and everything. And we're like, not gonna happen. So we just had to wait till it got quiet, and we went like a weekday, I think. And finally we saw it. And even then it was pretty packed. Everyone's so excited. Like,
that movie was fucking crazy. But what I wanted to bring up was how, like, we thought it was, like, over, and then, like, it literally just had, like, an entire other part of the movie with them fighting on the waterfall and shit. Killmonger. He was a savage.
No, very, very decent villain. Even though it was just another Black Panther by the end.
He was scary, though. He was tough, too. He was a tough motherfucker. With all his military fucking burns on him for everyone he killed, and those
little bulbs, man. He just had bulbs.
For every person you kill, that's what those mean. Every person you kill, you get one of those.
And it was just his entire torso.
Savage, bro. Anyway, so before we get into the unit of language, this is almost part of the segment, but we're not going to bring it into the segment. But look this up. Pull up your search engine, because this was in my podcast notes from a while ago, and we never talked about it. If we did, let me know, but I don't think we did. I guess at one point I had the thought of what the earliest name for a cigarette was. Did we ever talk about this?
Probably not.
I don't want to use...
So there's
fag. I don't want the word...
That's not an old term. That's just what they call it in the UK.
I don't want the word cigarette to be our unit of language word, so I don't want to go too deep into it. But I'm just, like, wondering, like, what would you call, like, the first... Like, think about, like, how long people have probably been rolling tobacco and just herbs in general to smoke. Before, like... So I'm assuming pipes probably came first. It was probably teas, then maybe pipes... But then at some point, some motherfucker was probably like, let me take this leaf and roll it and smoke it like that because I don't have a pipe. What do you think they called that in like the year like 1000?
Oh, God. Okay, well, it's saying that by the late 19th century, they were known as coffin nails.
What the fuck? That's enough. That's all I needed to know.
Yeah.
It was in the 1800s, a cigarette was called a coffin nail. Roll me up a sage and lavender coffin nail.
There we go. Okay, let's see. We got folk names for tobacco. Oh, it's a book.
Yeah, people like to write books on silly shit.
Oh, it's not a book. It's a preview of a book, yeah. Yep, it's a 599-page book about the folk names of tobacco.
But that's tobacco, not necessarily like a...
cigarette.
Yeah.
The one other thing I saw is that it comes from the word little cigar in French.
A cigarette. Means little cigar.
In French, yeah.
Cigarette.
Yeah, it makes sense, because et is like, you know.
Like a kitchenette.
Yeah.
It's a mini kitchen.
Yeah.
So like a faggot.
It makes a lot of sense.
There's a little stick.
Because it's literally spelled cigar et. So, just a little cigar.
Okay. All right. Well, pull up the sound clip. Nobody's listening to us right now. I mean, there's two people, and I don't know who it is. Because, I mean, if it's the last two people that came in, then it's Courtney and Sage. And thank you guys for listening. But thank you everyone else that tuned in, because there was, look, there's a whole list of people here. You see me scrolling? Sam tuned in. My sister Grace tuned in. My mom tuned in. Hi, Mom. She's not there anymore.
Why won't my mom show up?
Obviously, Alan tuned in. My cousin tuned in. So thanks, guys, for like showing up live at least, you know, seeing us. Oh, my mom is there. Hi, Mom. But, yeah, let's hop into it.
All right. Let's go into the unit of language.
For a look into the words we use and the power they can hold, join us in Unit of Language.
Our word for today is a very, very... It's a strong word.
It is a strong word.
That's the only way I could really describe it. You looking up the definition?
Not yet.
The word is pride.
Pride.
And let me tell you something. I know a little thing or two.
Ah, I did forget you do have the word pride tattooed on your left shoulder.
Well, I guess you could say I have the Chinese character for pride on my shoulder. But it was actually my first tattoo.
Yeah.
Max, we've brought this up on the show before. When the fuck are you getting a tattoo?
One day. One day I'm just going to wake up and have it.
We should have you get tattooed live on the show.
That sounds awful.
Well, maybe not live, but we should like have you being tattooed during an... It's just like...
The whole episode, yeah. So with the word pride, I'm going to say what I think of first because it's pretty fucking obvious.
T'Challa.
I think of Pride Rock, man.
Dude, literally the second you pulled it out of the hat. Yeah, I'm going to say hat. The second you pulled it out of the hat, that was what I thought. And I was like, maybe we should name this episode Pride Rock. That sounds like... Pride Rock sounds like it's like a gay rock and roll or something, though. You know what I mean? Like Pride Rock.
It's just rock that's extremely supportive for the current cultural trends. It's like...
Yeah, but no, that's funny because I thought about the same thing. But what do you think it means, though? Not just what comes to mind. What do you think it means?
The act of being proud, or
I guess so. Having pride would be, you know,
being or receiving, or like, I don't know.
Yeah. See, have we done Have we done honor on this show yet?
Yeah, I think we did do the word honor.
Because when I hear the word pride, I think of, like, being proud, having honor.
We have not done the word honor.
No?
Do
we even have it?
No. But I think it was because we talked about respect and courage and those things. I don't know.
See, I don't even know if pride and honor are, like... Like, those are words that you normally hear people use together, hand in hand, but, like, pride... I think my brother's coming up the stairs, so we might have a surprise guest. Yo, come here real quick.
What up?
Say hi to Mom.
Mom?
Yeah, we're live on the Max and Lou show right now, and she tuned into our live feed.
Oh, nice. What's up, Mom?
So... What do you think of when you hear the word pride?
Pride?
Yeah. Imagine he said what we both said.
I don't know. Lion King.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, we just think of Pride Rock.
Yeah, are you serious?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's wild.
What's up?
None. Just got back from food shopping.
Oh, word. Yeah, we just jumped into our unit of language segment, so we're just going to talk about this word for like a half hour, and then we're going to be done.
Sweet. Dude, we can both have ponytails now. My hair is hella long.
I saw it when you walked up here this morning. It's getting pretty long.
Yeah.
Damn, dude, you've never had your hair that long in the 20 fucking 9 years you've been alive.
I know, it's insane, right?
That's wild, bro.
It grows so fast.
Have you been shaving the sides? Or are you
yeah,
like, bro?
Yeah, I get like undercuts.
Damn, dude, that's crazy. You're gonna have a fucking man bun.
Hell yeah.
Word. All right, well, I'll come get you when we're done.
All right, cool.
If you're gonna hang out or whatever, just chill. But, Mom said hi. So, when I think of the word pride, though, I'm thinking, I want to think about what I'm like actually thinking about, because like when you have pride, I feel like that's like more or less you having like confidence in your honor and honesty and your actions, your what would be to you subjectively, because you know most things are opinionated, your righteous actions, you know, if you have pride, you believe that, you know, your actions are righteous.
And you're, yeah, if you're talking about like pride in yourself,
I guess, right? So what other pride is there besides gay rock,
like being proud of like your kid for getting first place in a swimming match.
So if you're proud of somebody else, you have pride for them.
Yeah.
You have
That's what I think, at least.
Then, like, did we say the word pride when we talked about respect?
We had to have. I know that, like, the words pride, respect, courage, honor, like, those words all came up every episode.
They're all, like, the same word.
And they all, like,
they're all, like, the same word from different languages.
It's what it feels like, but they all have their own thing. Like, courage is inner strength, remember? Pride, like, okay, so let's just do it. So the definition.
Make sure it's Oxford.
Yeah,
and right. There's no upside down E's.
Oxford Dictionary. Pride is a feeling of deep pleasure or satisfaction that's derived from one's own achievements, the achievements of those with whom one is closely associated, or from qualities or possessions that are widely admired. So yeah, you can also be proud about something that you own or a quality that you have.
And then it says the other one is consciousness of one's own dignity.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah, understanding and like being self-aware of your own.
So I feel like it's kind of like what I was going with, how it's like a subjective thing, because like what is an achievement to one person is not necessarily an achievement to another person.
Oh, completely.
So like if I could say like, you know, I made myself a bowl of pasta tonight and I'm proud of that, you know, that's
Now people might laugh at you and be like, what do you mean? You just made pasta.
So I guess it does kind of come back to subjective actions. Or your
it's an
own
opinion.
Yeah, exactly. Your own opinion on certain actions.
Like you take pride in the work that you do. Like I take pride in the work that I do in cars because I know I did a good job and I like doing what I'm doing.
So well, you achieve something.
Yeah,
it's an achievement when you successfully change a clutch on a car, successfully you know swap an engine on a car. You will
take pride in it.
Pride is almost like dopamine. And serotonin. It's kind of like serotonin, you know what I mean? When you get that hit of pride because you just achieved something, you're getting a serotonin boost.
So I'm just looking at this real quick. How the second definition is consciousness of one's own dignity.
I don't know what dignity means.
And dignity means the state of being worthy of honor or respect. It literally hand in hand.
So when you feel that you are worthy of
respect or honor, that means you have dignity, and pride is when you are conscious of your own dignity.
Wow, this goes deep. But what was dignity again? Because I like that.
It is the state of being worthy of honor or respect.
So when you tell someone that you have dignity for yourself, you're straight up telling them, I am worthy of honor and respect.
In your own opinion.
Get on your knees and kiss my toes. Kiss Suck on my toes right now. My dignity's telling you to.
I mean, yeah, that's
not dignity. That's arrogance.
Yeah, yeah.
Dignity is a feeling. Arrogance is ignorant action by saying get on your knees and suck my toes because I have dignity.
So why do you think it was called Pride Rock?
Probably because there was a lot of gay guys in the band.
You're fucking wild.
Pride Rock.
No,
You think it's because, like, lions represent pride?
Probably. I've actually been listening. Do you know who Jordan Peterson is?
Have you shown me him? Has he been on Joe?
Yeah, but he's gotten super big in the last few years. I'm probably told you about him. I don't know if I brought him up in the podcast. A lot of people won't like him. No, not George Peterson. Jordan Peterson. But he's a clinical psychologist, but he's gotten very big into, like, the online motivational world of telling people how to get their shit together.
Yeah, I think you played me this motivational.
Probably. He tells people to clean their room, is what he
does.
Yeah,
okay.
So, but besides all of that, he's a psychologist, and he's studied a lot of other, renowned psychologists from the past, and basically what I'm getting at is that he's done, like, all these lectures on the significance of, like, the entire story of the Lion King and how, like, you know, there's archetypes and stuff and that, and how, like, it's all these embedded you know, thoughts that are just naturally humans. And he has his whole own theory about why Pride Rock is what it is, why the lions dwell there, why the shape of it is what the shape of it is, why Zazu hangs out on top of it. Like, there's this whole theory as to what it actually is.
Have I ever told you about Kimba the White Lion?
I think you have. Yeah, dude, we talked about this. I think we talked about it on the podcast.
You know, we probably have.
I do remember talking about it on the front porch a while ago. We were talking about it. And maybe then I brought it up on the podcast about how mind-blown I was about it, but
because the main lion's name is Kimba instead of Simba. The story is exactly the same.
Pull up the video right now. Or at least go back to Google and go to the images, because they'll show side-by-side images. Remember, it's literally, like, the same. Like, they even stole the images.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the same
art.
Some
of the scenes, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's literally, like, scene for scene, but it's different artwork. But it is straight up, like, Disney straight up ripped this fucking thing from, I forget where it was. Dude, that looks so dope, though. I want to watch Kimba instead.
Yeah, right?
And look at Scar.
Yeah, incredible, dude.
But because this was a small company somewhere else in the world, and Disney had influence and money.
Dude, Zazu is in it too.
Dude, the whole thing. Oh, it is Japan,
like,
or China
eating gross food after leaving.
Dude, and there's so much, like, I'm sure there's so much debate about it, but it's kind of obvious that they just straight up ripped the Lion King. It says right there, Kimba came out in 1965.
Yeah, so 29 years.
That's bullshit, dude.
Dude, the rock is the exact same shape, too.
Oh, no, the live feed ended. It just straight up ended it. That's okay, though.
It was probably an hour long, so it probably...
Yeah.
See, now they have to download if they want to hear the rest.
But that's weird, because we're still live on Max and Lou's page.
That's interesting.
My mom joined that one instead.
All right, so...
You want to wrap it up?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little shorter than usual, but it was a very tightly packed episode.
Well, yeah, exactly, and I like that. That's what we need, is, like, if we have more structure, then, like, we hit all of our points, yeah. And then at that point, there's nothing left to do, but you hear it? It's back again.
Oh, man, there it is.
Well, then I guess that's it. There's nothing that we could do. It's the end of the show for Max and Lou. There's nothing we could do. It's episode 42.
Next week, we're going to have our first sponsor. That's the only thing to really say you can look forward to. You get to hear our first affiliation. So stay tuned for that.
Email us at maxandloushow@gmail.com and DM us on the Max and Lou Instagram page, and just, you know, bear with us.
Like my good friend Sauce Man would say, stay zesty.